Hey, everybody, and welcome to week 18 of NFL Insights with Brennan. This will be our last regular season episode, but don't worry, we'll be with you all throughout the playoffs, all the way through the Super Bowl, keeping you up to the minute on what's going on. Brennan had a great week last week. He went 11-4 to bring his overall season record to 141-101. The 40 games over 500 is a high watermark for him this season. Unfortunately, thanks to the Eagles dropping a game to the Cardinals, he fell to 12-5 on his locks of the week. But we will waste no further time and we'll get right into the week 18 schedule. There are two games on Saturday. The first game has the 13-3 Ravens playing the 9-7 Steelers in Baltimore.
Week 18 is going to be such a weird week because there's so many people sitting, and it feels like most people are going to have no idea who will win these games. The Ravens are the number one seed in the AFC, so they're resting everyone. Meanwhile, the Steelers have they still have a chance at the playoffs, but they're going to have to win and hope that either the Jaguars or Bills lose. So they need to win and get some help. Mason Rudolph is starting over a healthy Kenny Pickett, so there's a lot of rumors about Pickett's future, but I don't think they're going to give up on him since he was a first-round pick very recently. And because all of these star Ravens players are sitting, I expect the Steelers to win it, but we'll see if they make the playoffs.
Although Huntley is no scrub.
Sure.
For the Ravens, right? You think it could be close?
I just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, week 18 is weird. All right, and then night game on Saturday, very important, 9-7 Colts playing the 9-7 Texans in Indy.
This is an elimination game. The winner will make the playoffs, and the loser will be at home. Both these teams have had very good seasons, especially the Texans. C.J. Stroud looks like an upcoming star in the league, and it hasn't been the season the Colts expected because Anthony Richardson was lost for the year very early on, but Gardner Minshew has them one win away from making the playoffs. I remember these two teams met back in week two. The Colts won that one. They had a massive lead at halftime, and the Texans tried their best to come back, but fell a little bit short. Anthony Richardson was the quarterback for a little bit in week two, but he left that game with a concussion, and then Minshew had to finish it up. I don't really know what to expect from this one, but the Texans do have some injuries to their wide receiver room. Tank Dell was lost for the year a couple of weeks ago, and wide receiver Noah Brown is out for this game. The Texans lost the first meeting in week two back at home in Houston, and now this one is on the road, so I'll take the Colts to win. But even if the Colts do make the playoffs, I would consider the Texans having the more successful season because we know what C.J. Stroud is, and meanwhile, Anthony Richardson is a total mystery box at quarterback.
Okay, let's fast forward to Sunday. The 2-14 Panthers will be welcoming in the 8-8 Buccaneers. Buccaneers looking to win that NFC South.
All they have to do is beat the worst team in the league. I was a little bit surprised by their loss to the Saints. It was 20-0 going into the fourth quarter. The Saints had the lead and they never gave it up. It was disappointing, but they still have the chance to win the division. They won it at 8-9 last year, but I think they have a great opportunity in front of them to win their division and have a winning record while doing it this time with a 9-8 record. I think that's definitely going to happen. The Panthers are a mess on and off the field. They got shut out last week and lost to a backup quarterback in C.J. Beathard. They lost nine road games, which was insane. First team to do that since some team in the 1920s, from what I saw on NBC last week. And then David Tepper got in trouble as he threw a drink at a Jaguars fan, which resulted in a $300,000 fine. This team is a total mess. They'll be looking for a new head coach in the off season, but good luck trying to find someone that wants to come here. I have the Buccaneers winning this game, and crazier things have happened, but I just don't think there's any way the Panthers can pull off an upset here.
Okay, let's head out to Cincinnati, where the Bengals' feel-good story came to a premature end. At 8-8, they'll be welcoming in the 11-5 Browns, who already have their playoff seeding cemented, I believe.
That's true. This is one of those worthless Week 18 games. The Bengals are eliminated from the playoffs, even though they're 8-8, and the Browns are locked into the fifth seed. So it'll be Jake Browning versus Jeff Driscoll. Driscoll is going to be the fifth quarterback to start a game for the Browns this year. Yeah, not much to say here. I guess I'll pick the Bengals since they'll be playing their starters, and I guess they'll be trying to play for a winning record. I guess the Bengals will be my pick. I think they'll be back with a healthy Joe Burrow next year.
All right, and let's head out to the NFC North. The Lions at 11-5, welcoming in the 7-9 Vikings.
The Vikings are 7-9, but they still have the smallest chance of making the playoffs. But let's be real, it won't happen. They've gone through multiple quarterbacks, and Josh Dobbs worked for a little bit, but then he just started turning it over too much. Kirk Cousins was the only good quarterback to start a game this year. The Jaren Hall experiment was a mess. It only lasted one half. The defense is injured, and they're starting to give up a ton of points. And yeah, this team has some work to do. They might bring back Kirk Cousins, but they really need to draft someone soon. They haven't drafted a quarterback in the first round since 2014, when they drafted Teddy Bridgewater in the first round, but that has to change. The defense needs a lot of help too, but I think getting a rookie quarterback to sit behind Kirk Cousins for a year would be great. I would love Jaden Daniels from LSU, but we'll see. That would likely require a trade-up. It was a heartbreaking loss for the Lions last week against the Cowboys. That was one of the worst officiating calls I've ever seen. I still don't really know what happened, but it was awful. This is still a playoff team. They won the NFC North. They're going to host a playoff game, and they definitely have a lot of talent to go deep into the playoffs, and they are playing for a chance at playoff seeding, I think. So it seems like they'll be playing the starters, and for the Vikings, they have no shot of winning this one, I think. So I'm going to take the Lions here.
It's almost surreal to say this, but the 4-12 Patriots at home welcoming in the 6-10 Jets, and we might very well be seeing the end of the Belichick era.
It's very possible. This is one of those meaningless games. The only thing these two teams are playing for is a draft order. The Patriots could end up in a little bit of trouble if they win this one. The 5-12 record is a bad record, but it's not a horrible record. They could be costing themselves a shot at Caleb Williams or Drake May with a win. They've beaten the Jets, I don't know how many times it is now, but they haven't lost since 2015. It's probably like a 14 or 15 game winning streak at this point. When these two teams first met back in Week 3, it was Zach Wilson going up against Mac Jones, the Zach Mac Bowl, as I call it. But now neither of those guys are playing. It's going to be Trevor Siemian going up against Bailey Zappi. I think Wilson and Jones have likely taken their final snaps with the team. They'll probably be backups elsewhere. The Patriots are almost certainly going to be heading towards they're almost certainly going to be drafting someone high in the first round this year. And the Jets are hoping that Aaron Rodgers will be healthy next year. This was such a disappointment for the Jets. People thought they had the chance to win a Super Bowl, and then in four plays, Rodgers went down. So they know they have to upgrade the offensive line, and they need a wide receiver who's a threat opposite of Garrett Wilson, because they don't really have that on the roster. Woody Johnson has confirmed that Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas will return next year, but they're going to be under a lot of pressure to win. The Jets have the longest playoff drought in the NFL, and I think all of professional sports as well. So this team is going to be under pressure to win next year. But when it comes to this game, I have the Patriots winning it and screwing up their draft positioning. And as you said, this could very well be Bill Belichick's last game this could be his last game coaching the Patriots.
Okay, let's head to another NFC South matchup. We have the 8-8 Saints welcoming in the 7-9 Falcons. Both teams are theoretically still alive.
Yeah, but I don't think either of them are going to make the playoffs. The Falcons definitely don't deserve to be in the playoffs. The Saints are 8-8. They can win the division if they win and the Buccaneers lose, but I just don't see any way the Buccaneers can lose to the Panthers. I know the NFL is wild, but I just don't see that happening. I'm a little bit impressed by Derek Carr. He has dealt with so many injuries this year, and yet he's still started every single game. If they win, even if the Buccaneers win the NFC South with that win over the Panthers, the Saints can get in if they win and the Packers and Seahawks both lose their games. So there's a little bit of hope, but I don't know if it'll end up happening for them. They could finish with a winning record, though. The Saints and Falcons met each other back in Week 12. They lost that game in Atlanta, but here in New Orleans, I think they'll win at home. And I think, in my opinion, Arthur Smith should be fired as the head coach of the Falcons, but we don't know what his fate is, really. So I'm picking the Saints to win.
All right, let's head out to Music City, USA, where the 5-11 Titans will be welcoming in the 9-7 Jaguars. Jaguars need this game.
Yes, they do. If they win it, they're the AFC South champion, and if they lose, the winner of Colts versus Texans on Saturday will be the division champion, and I believe the Jaguars will be left out of the playoffs. They've had a rough couple of weeks. They started off 8-3, and then Trevor Lawrence has been dealing with all kinds of injuries that led to them falling. That led to them dropping four games in a row, which had them at 8-7. Then, despite having to start C.J. Beathard last week, they were able to win 26-0 because they were going up against the Panthers. It's been a rough season for the Titans. Just a lack of talent on the roster, really. I think Will Levis has potential to be good, but they're going to have to build around him, and they need to give him a lot more talent when it comes to wide receiver and the offensive line. We don't know if he's going to play, though, because he's dealing with what I believe is an ankle injury, so it could be Ryan Tannehill playing. But regardless of who it is, I think the Jaguars will end up winning this one.
Okay, Battle of the Birds out in the desert. 4-12 Cardinals welcoming in the 8-8 Seahawks. The Seahawks have been eliminated, yes?
No, they haven't been. They have a chance of winning. If they win and the Packers lose, then they'll be in as the 7th seed. So yeah, they're going to win and need some help doing it. The Cardinals, it's been a rough season as expected, but they were able to get a shocking win over the Eagles. It did come at a cost, though. Their left tackle, DJ Humphreys, tore his ACL, which is brutal. And, you just hate to see injuries like that so late in the year. The Seahawks won the first meeting back in Seattle. That was when Josh Dobbs was still the quarterback. And now it's Kyler Murray. Murray is much better than Dobbs. But the Humphreys injury could be costly in this game. The protection could be a lot worse. And I just think the Seahawks are overall more talented, but they've just barely been able to win some of these games recently. They had to have game-winning drives against the Eagles and Titans. They lost to the Steelers, and yeah, they just barely beat the Eagles and Titans. So they haven't been looking all that dominant recently, but I'll still take the Seahawks anyway.
Okay, here's the game of the week for me as a Bears fan. We have the 8-8 Packers looking to secure a playoff spot, welcoming in the 7-9 Bears. And if the Bears win, the Packers are out.
That's correct. It's a little bit like last year's regular season finale. It was Sunday Night Football. The Packers and Lions were both 8-8. The Lions were eliminated right before the game started, but the Packers still had a chance. All they had to do was beat the Lions, and they were in. But it didn't happen. The Lions beat them, and that ended up being Aaron Rodgers' final game in Green Bay. Now it's Jordan Love's first season as starter. It's been a pretty good season for him. And the season for the Bears started off as a disaster with an 0-4 record, but then Justin Fields has played pretty well. He was hurt for a little bit, but has been solid ever since coming back. Ever since trading for Montez Sweat at the trade deadline, the Bears have had one of the best defenses in the league. Sweat wasn't on the roster when these teams first met in Week 1. And the Packers look to be a little banged up in the secondary and with the wide receiver position. Jaden Reed is looking to be in doubt for Sunday, from what I saw from Ian Rappaport a couple days ago. Christian Watson, who is made of glass, may not play either, and they're banged up with their defense. Devondre Campbell might not play. And the whole Jair Alexander thing is super weird. He's been out for like 6 games or so and was never put on IR, and then he was suspended last week, but it didn't matter. This game is really important for both teams, especially for the Bears. They had the number one overall pick again. No team has ever traded out of the number one overall pick in back-to-back seasons. That's what I believe I read in an article recently. They have a very tough decision to make. They could either stick with Justin Fields, or they could take Caleb Williams or Drake May. From what it looks like right now, it seems like the Bears will stick with Fields, but it'll be important for him to go out strong. He's going to have to play really well here. If he has like 120 yards and 3 interceptions, that's not going to be a very good end to the year. But the Bears haven't beaten the Packers since 2018. So until they win again, I'll take the Packers here.
Okay, this one's shaping up to be a meaningless game as well. The 5-11 Chargers playing host to the 10-6 Chiefs, who have their playoff spot in cement, I believe.
That's correct. They're locked into the third seed. So Easton Stick versus Blaine Gabbert. And some of these games, there's just nothing really to say. I'll take the Chiefs to win because the Chargers have looked like a complete mess ever since Herbert went down, and they've dealt with several other injuries as well, like Keenan Allen and Joey Bosa. But I think this will be the most desirable head coach opening in the offseason.
Okay, yeah, not much to say there. Let's head to Sin City, where the 7-9 Raiders will be welcoming in the 8-8 Broncos. This is another wastoid game.
Correct. Both teams are eliminated from playoff contention here. The Raiders are 7-9, and they're not going to make the playoffs. They have quarterback questions, but I think they should definitely keep interim head coach Antonio Pierce. The players seem to really respect him, and even though they fell short of making the playoffs, I do think he's the right guy to lead the franchise going forward. I remember Rich Bisaccia led them to the playoffs as an interim head coach a couple of years ago, and then Mark Davis decided to hire Josh McDaniels, and that was a complete disaster, so hopefully he learned his lesson. I feel if Pierce doesn't stay, I feel like Davante Adams and could request a trade because his time with the Raiders hasn't been as, I don't think his time with the Raiders has gone as he has expected. The Broncos have quarterback questions of their own since Sean Payton seemingly has a vendetta against Russell Wilson. It seems like he's going to be cut in March from what I'm hearing, which will result in a lot of salary cap complications for Denver, and I don't really know where they go from here. I really don't know where either of these franchises are going to go, but when it comes to this game, I guess I'll pick the Raiders. I think they have a lengthy winning streak going on against them, so enjoy the couch, Sean Payton.
Giants at home, 5-11, welcoming in the 11-5 Eagles, who do have something to play for.
Yes, they can win the NFC East with a win, as well as a Cowboys loss against the Commanders. I wouldn't get their hopes up for that second part. The Eagles started off 10-1 at one point and looked like the favorite to win the Super Bowl, but it's all gone downhill ever since. They've been blown out. They got blown out in consecutive weeks by the 49ers and the Cowboys. They lost to the Drew Lock-led Seahawks, and then despite the Cardinals being a double-digit underdog, they ended up losing that one in a shocker. And yeah, it looks like this team really has flaws, and it looks like they're not going to be the NFC East champion this year. The NFC East hasn't had a repeat champion in like 17 years, which is wild, but it's true, and I think that streak is going to keep on going because I don't see any way the Cowboys lose. The only win since that 10-1 record from the only win since that 10-1 start from a couple of weeks ago was against the Giants, and even still, they just barely won that game. Tyrod Taylor is going to be the starter for this game. Tommy DeVito was the starter in like the first half of that Christmas Day game. The Giants came really close to beating the Rams. Anything is possible, especially since they're at home, but I'll take the Eagles. I think the Giants are just too injured and talent deficient to win this game.
Okay, let's head out to San Fran. 12-4 Niners welcoming in the 9-7 Rams.
The 49ers are already the number one seed in their conference, so they're resting everyone. And meanwhile, the Rams have clinched a playoff spot as well, and I believe they're locked into the sixth seed. So Sam Darnold versus Carson Wentz, complete toss-up. Since the 49ers are at home, I'll take them, I guess. Next.
All right, this one, I haven't heard the old lock of the week, and I have a feeling this is where it's coming. We have the 4-12 Commanders at home welcoming in the 11-5 Cowboys.
Sounded like you said 12-4 Commanders.
Oh, I might have.
It's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. They're 4-12. They started off 2-0 at one point. That seems like a million years ago. Sam Howell seemed to be the future of the franchise at one point, but he's been benched twice now, and I believe he leads the league in interceptions. A top two draft pick seems to be on the way. The offensive line is really bad. They've allowed a ton of sacks, but maybe that might not be all of the issues. That the offensive line might not be the main issue in Washington. It could be the quarterback as well, because for 2 weeks in a row there against the Rams and against the Jets, Howell got benched. Then Jacoby Brissett came in, and he did his best in consecutive weeks to lead a big comeback, and they fell just short multiple times. So the offense started scoring whenever Brissett was in there. So, yeah, it seems like a quarterback change could be coming. The Cowboys can win the NFC East with a win in this game. They honestly shouldn't have a chance. They shouldn't be the NFC East champion because of that gift they got against the Lions. They got really lucky there. But it seems like they'll be the NFC East champion. They pounded the Commanders back at home on Thanksgiving. They won by a lot. And I think that'll be the case here as well. I remember they lost to the Commanders back in Week 18. It was Sam Howell's first career start, but they had no idea what they were going up against, really. But now they do. The Cowboys are my lock of the week, and it's going to be an offseason of massive change for Washington. They're going to have a new head coach, I believe. I think this is Ron Rivera's last game with the franchise for sure. That's what it seems to be like. Seems to be the case. They're going to have a new head coach, a new general manager, a new quarterback. A new stadium will be on the way soon, and they could potentially change their name again as well.
Okay, and let's wrap it up with actually really good night game with a lot on the line. The 11-5 Dolphins welcoming in the 10-6 Bills.
This is a very important game, but I don't know if it'll be any good at all. These two teams met back in Week 4. The Bills had a blowout victory there, and the Dolphins are in a bit of a rough spot right now. They got blown out against the Ravens 1 week after getting their signature win of the season against the Cowboys. The Dolphins are 11-5, and four of those losses have come against teams with a winning record: the Bills, the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Ravens. The other one was an awful choke loss to the Titans that loss impacted their ability to win the AFC East. If they didn't lose that game, I think they would already be the AFC East champion, but they didn't win it. So now this game is very important. The Bills started off 6-6 at one point. There was a lot of rumors about Sean McDermott's future, but now they've won four in a row, including wins over the Chiefs and Cowboys in that stretch. And they blew out the Dolphins back in Week 4. And in that meeting, Week 4, the Dolphins had Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips at the time. Chubb and Phillips are their starting linebackers, and now both of them are out for the year, and both were in dumb circumstances. Phillips was injured in that Black Friday win over the Jets. The game was over. There was like 6 minutes left. He was still in for some reason. And Chubb was injured with like 3 minutes left in the loss to the Ravens last week. Dumb, just so dumb. Mike McDaniel needs to know better. and Jaylen Waddle might not play either. A lot of drama with Tyreek Hill. His house burned down. Thankfully, he is okay, as well as his wife, but a lot of distractions. That could be a distraction. A ton of injuries as well. So I have the Bills sweeping the Dolphins.
And there you have it, folks. That does it for the regular season. Like I said, don't fret, because Brennan and I will be here throughout the entire playoffs. Don't forget to follow Brennan on X, formerly Twitter, at PhD in NFL. And head on over to QBList.com for a whole bunch of great content, including some that Brennan himself contributes to. Take care.